subdivision 2005-57, Blackwater Creek Incorporated as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I ask Mr. Robinson if he'd read the motion for me, please.
Right, certainly, Mr. Gordy. Again, I'll read the motion that you passed down to me earlier. And Mr. Gordy's motion is to move to grant preliminary approval to Blackwater Creek Incorporated for the South Farm Cluster Subdivision, subdivision 2005-57, based upon the public record and for the following reasons. The development is designed in accordance with both the subdivision ordinance and the cluster development ordinances. The proposed cluster design is modified in response to PLUS comments, is superior to a standard subdivision with approximately 94 acres or 47% of the project remaining as open space, which includes approximately 75 acres or 37.5% of the site used as common areas or recreational areas. Also, the cluster design allows the creation of several smaller neighborhood areas within the project, separated from one another with open space, yet controlled and managed by one common homeowners association. Under the cluster design, many of the lots back up to open space instead of the backyards of other lots, and the cluster design has allowed the developer to maintain 100% or 6.5 acres of the existing forested areas and creating 19.5 acres of forested conservation buffer. The development will contain 400 single-family detached residential lots on 200 acres of land, which is within the residential density permitted for a subdivision in the AR1 district. It is also consistent with the uses permitted in the low-density area of the 2002 County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The subdivision will be integrated into the overall scheme of the entire project known as Blackwater at the intersection of State Route 54 and Road 504. The development is consistent with the trend of development in the area, which is an existing crossroads community that has formed from strip subdivisions. The project will also provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of Delmar and Salisbury to the south and east, and the agricultural areas to the north by providing open spaces and a rural landscape. The development will fully comply with all agricultural use requirements required by law, including buffer setbacks and agricultural use deed restrictions. The development will be served by central water and sewer systems built in accordance with the requirements of DNREC and other federal, state, and county agencies. The items listed in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The clustered subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and landscape with the maintenance of large areas of open space, trees, and buffers. There will be minimal use or impact of wetlands, and no lots contain any wetlands. No significant natural or historical features are on the site. However, the limited existing natural features will be largely preserved through the use of buffers and open space. The cluster design has allowed the preservation of a great deal of open space and will allow for scenic views within the subdivision. The applicant has stated that tree, vegetation, and soil removal will be minimal on the project. Objectionable features will be screened from neighboring property and roadways. Also, homes next to neighboring properties will be avoided. The applicant has also provided for water and sewer. Through the establishment of an extensive stormwater management plan, erosion and sedimentation will be minimized on the site, including into adjacent borrow pit sites. Subject to DLDOT's approval, the applicant has provided for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto connecting roadways. The area property values will not be decreased and should be increased by the existence of the project. The project will have a positive effect on the schools by generating economic benefits in the form of property taxes for the school district where the project is located. At the same time, the expected demographic of the purchasers within the project will not overly burden the number of pupils attending the local school district. The applicant's traffic impact study has shown that there will not be an adverse effect on area roadways and public transportation, and the upgrades to the area roadways will be at the developer's expense in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. The project will be compatible with other area land uses, including other residential developments in the general vicinity. In addition, the project has been designed to minimize any adverse impacts on properties that are directly adjacent to it. The project will not adversely affect area waterways since the surface and stormwater management plan provides for containment and treatment on the site. And that's the end of the 99-9C items. The developer has agreed to phase the build-out of the project over 10 years, which will further integrate the project into the area without any significant negative effect. The project will have a single homeowners association managing the entire project, including open space areas, amenities, stormwater management areas, streets, sidewalks, etc. While the state's comments concerning the level 4 area designation must be considered, Mr. Gordy believes that they are overcome by the representations of the developer on the record and by the fact that this project complies with the county land use plan update that was reviewed and approved by the state. The project is also in close proximity to the developing areas of Delmar and Salisbury and is situated along State Route 54, a major travel corridor in Sussex County. The project, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or adjacent properties. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of single-family lots shall not exceed 400. No more than 50 residential building permits shall be issued for the project within any given calendar year. Final site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required for each phase of the development. Each final site plan shall show all forested areas and shall include a landscape plan. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. The recreation areas shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and in conformity with all DNREC regulations. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system, providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant, its successors and assigns, shall operate the stormwater management facilities using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. Wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal and state permits. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational areas, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The applicant will provide agricultural buffers in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant shall include the agricultural use protection notice in the restrictive covenants. In addition, the covenants shall include a similar notice stating that hunting occurs on neighboring and adjacent properties. Bus stop areas shall be located as necessary throughout the project. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish the school bus stop areas. The locations of these bus stops, with the approval of the local district, shall be shown on the final site plan. The developer shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness office to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. And finally, the existing borrow pit shall be reclaimed and the northern slopes of the borrow pit shall be reshaped, vegetated, and planted.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-57, Blackwater Creek Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-69, Wright Brothers